Welcome back to the 5 Minute Social Worker, the podcast that's like a life jacket in the ocean of social work. Occasionally squeaky, but it keeps you afloat. This is episode 3. I'm Matt, here to navigate the rapids of self-care without capsizing into cliches about bubble baths and scented candles. Because, let's face it, when you've had a day that makes a double espresso look like a sedative, a bubble bath just doesn't cut it. Self-care in our world isn't about indulgence, it's about survival. It's the fine line between being a compassionate professional and shouting at the toaster for burning your toast. Again. Because when your toaster becomes your arch nemesis, it might be time to rethink your coping strategies. Self-care, in our world, is akin to finding a quiet moment in a house full of kids. Theoretically possible, but practically a challenge. It's the morning you decide to meditate and suddenly every car alarm in the neighbourhood decides to test its functionality. You're there trying to find your zen, wondering if car alarms are the universe's way of saying try harder. Self-care, the term itself, has been so polished, repackaged and sold back to us, it's easy to mistake it for another task on our never-ending to-do list. It's become the kale of the mental health world. We all know it's good for us, but it doesn't make it any easier to digest after a day that felt like running a marathon in flip-flops. Imagine, if you will, a day in the life of a social worker. It starts with the best of intentions, a healthy breakfast, brisk walk, maybe even a moment of meditation, where the only zen you find is realising you've been breathing wrong for the last 30 years. Cut to midday, and you're downing coffee like it's the medicine of life, and your idea of a balanced meal is eating a chocolate bar with both hands. Let's be real, the last time many of us considered self-care was when we chose the extra foam on our latte, thinking, ah, a little luxury. Then we proceed to gulp it down in the car while mentally rehearsing difficult conversations with clients. The foam, forgotten, the luxury, lost in translation. The reality is, self-care isn't about spa days or mastering the downward dog yoga pose amidst serene surroundings. It's about the small victories, the tiny rebellions against the chaos of our schedules. It's choosing to walk around the block in between home visits, because let's face it, the closest thing to wildlife we usually get is the office plant we're all collectively trying not to kill. So, how do we weave self-care into the fabric of our day without it feeling like another Herculean task? First off, let's redefine it. Self-care is anything that allows you to take a breath, recalibrate, and remind yourself that you're human. It's laughing at the absurdity of finding yourself giving a pep talk to the office printer because at this point you're both struggling to stay functional. Secondly, it's about setting boundaries. Yes, the dreaded B word, but here's the thing. Boundaries are not just about saying no to others, they're about saying yes to yourself. Yes to that lunch break you've guiltily shuffled to the bottom of your priority list. Yes to turning off your work phone at a reasonable hour, because the only emergency you should be dealing with at 9 p.m. is whether to watch another episode or concede defeat and go to bed. And what about hobbies? Remember those? Leisure activities pursued purely for enjoyment, not because they'll look good on a CV or because you might be quizzed on them. I'm talking about hobbies that light a spark in you. Ever tried looking at the stars? Something quite humbling about looking up at the vast expanse of the universe and realising that, in the grand scheme of things, maybe that paperwork pile isn't so daunting. Find your thing, whether it's dancing, knitting, baking, or becoming the champion of your local quiz night. Embrace it with a passion of a toddler discovering mud puddles for the first time. Sometimes it's just laughing over a shared meme with a colleague, savouring that perfectly brewed cup of tea, or just enjoying a moment of quiet in your car before you step into the fray. The real secret sauce of self-care, learning to laugh at the sheer absurdity of life. It's in the moments when you're so tired, you put your keys in the fridge. It's when you realise you've been wearing your shirt inside out all day and nobody, not even your clients or colleagues, has bothered to tell you. So here's to us, the unsung heroes of daily dramas, the navigators of human complexity. Let's embrace self-care, not just as an act of survival, but as an act of rebellion against the chaos, a declaration that amidst it all, we choose to thrive, to laugh, and most importantly, to care for ourselves as fiercely as we care for others. That's it for now. Take care and see you next week.